morning. This is Lance Kenmore, the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station working to make this happen. We have our trusted co-host with us, Mr. Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage.
Good morning. How are you, Lance?
Well, I'm doing great. People have been using that phone number, been burning up the minutes this month. Great weather, great activity, and so things are hopping.
It is. It's really busy right now.
Lots of building going on everywhere. I mean, we always like to hit kind of the local scene with what's happening. The new apartment complex on Kennedy and Dallas Road, they've almost got all the buildings started. Bunch of them are up. I mean, it's looking really, really good.
That's going to house how many people? We were talking about that a few shows back.
That's roughly going to be, I think, 120 units out there.
That's great.
And so then across the street now, they've announced that mini storage complex going in for West Richland residents, RV storage.
Perfect.
So big complex going in there. So things are moving there. Did I see a Dutch Brothers on Road 68?
Did they put one in out there?
I don't know if it's open yet, but it was darn close. And so, I mean, things are hopping right off of Burton.
Road 68 is growing so fast. That whole area is unbelievable.
Kind of funny you said Dutch Brothers and hopping in the same.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
In the same breath.
I was driving to soccer, so a lot of things happening. I mean, tell you what. I mean, you look around and you wonder, not here. Things are looking good.
You know, people are getting outside. People are going and realizing with the sun coming out that it's project time. And I'm guessing we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the show.
Yes, we've got a lot of projects coming up. But first, we've been tailoring the new segment of the show with the local news. We throw in a little bit of national, a little bit of fun real estate news.
Who's in the news today?
Well, it's all about John Madden.
Oh,
he has settled down a little bit. He's settled down a little bit, moved away from the East Coast, and so who needs that New York City apartment anymore?
Sure.
Let's throw it up on the market. 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath, recently put on the market for $4.9 million.
Do you say 2-bed, 2-bath?
Yeah, no, 2.5-bath.
Okay, that's making a lot more sense now.
That's why it's $4.9 million.
Right.
That's the .9.
So really interesting, though. We've talked about a lot of these people just losing their shorts on these, you know, high-end investments and stuff. But you know what? Not this one. When you look back at
old Johnny's a pretty savvy businessman.
And he's been around a while. He actually purchased that apartment, can you imagine, in New York City in 1985. So he purchased it then for $625,000.
Wow.
So turning that to $4.9 million. And Gilda Radner, whom he had purchased it from, she actually purchased it in 79 for $150,000.
So 79 to now. That's pretty good appreciation.
Yeah, to $4.9 million.
So I guess real estate is always a pretty sound investment.
It's, you know, in that specific case, it was. So anyway, we wish the best of luck to John Madden. And we're just cracking ourselves
up. That's right. Cobalt Mortgage breaking it down financially for you.
That's what I like about this segment, is it definitely gives us a chance to have a little bit of fun. But let's... one thing we really wanted to hit up, and it's that time of year, people are starting to get outside a little bit, work on some outdoor projects, and one of the things that you can do, especially because we have a good chunk of an 8-month segment of good weather here, is you can actually extend and give the perception of having increased square footage in your home by going and taking that to outdoor living spaces.
Like patios and things like that. I suppose we're going to talk a little bit more specific about that.
Exactly. So let's bring in our guest today. Back with us again, a regular on the show.
Welcome to the shoot.
We've got Brent Gamache.
Morning. How you doing?
Good, Brent. How are you?
Good. Good, good. Things are hopping out there.
Well, welcome back, and glad to have you back. You were on a trip, we understand, but you made it home alive.
I did, yep. I was gone a long ways from home.
Okay, good. Well, welcome back and back to the show. So talk to us a little bit about what you see people starting to do right now. What are some of the big projects that you guys do at Gamache that help extend that living space into the outdoors?
Well, probably the first quickest way is extending like a covered patio. And it's funny because I was gone and I came home and I have a new covered patio on my house. So my wife was busy. So I know exactly how those things are built.
And surprise.
So yeah, for all the husbands about to go out of town out there, beware of what you might come back to. Grant Gamache, why husbands are gone, you can install.
That's right. Okay, that's right. That's right. Go. So, but a covered patio, you know, is a huge, huge way to extend it, because, you know, in our climate, we, like you said, we have about 8 months of good weather, you know, roughly, you know, the wind's not blowing real hard, and you get there out of the rain or you know, in the shade there when it's really hot, and I've seen people even screen in those covered patios, so you really have another extension of your house out there, and it's really cheap square footage if you really look at the price of the house versus the price of a patio. I mean, you can do, you know, lighting in there. You can do a ceiling fan, a lot of things in a flat roof or a vaulted ceiling roof to a covered patio.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so what we see happen, and, you know, I walk through a lot of these homes with buyers and stuff, and there have been numerous, numerous instances where that has been what has sold the house. You come out onto a back patio like that, and you've got a barbecue area, you've got a fire pit. I mean, it really makes a big difference. So, and then I know a lot of times you guys then also end up doing like a water feature out there too.
Water feature or like the night lighting, the low voltage lighting will do. Water features are nice, depending on the layout of the yard and everything too. Is another thing people struggle with is they want to extend the size of their patio at the same time they're doing this covered patio, because most houses have that little standard size patio. Mm-hmm. And so they're like, well, do I add it and do pavers, or do I do a colored stamp patio, and then it doesn't match the existing patio? Well, there's a lot of ways to get around that. Either adding it to it and doing an exposed border around the outside, or tearing out that small patio and just starting over from new and getting what you really want. Still is a cheap per square foot when you figure the price of the house.
Okay, gotcha. And then we had talked a little bit about, and I know you've been involved in numerous projects that involved, you know, it's a little bit different when you're really considering, you know, we've kind of given pools a little bit of a bad rap on the show, but that's because of their investment for their dollars. There's nothing wrong with the pool. We've always made people aware whenever we've gone through the national surveys and stuff that return on the actual investment in the house price, a lot of times ends up being 35% to 40%. But what's not factored in there is that you're putting that in for your enjoyment for the long haul. And so I know you've been involved. What are some of the landscaping decisions and factors that you need to consider when you're working with a pool install?
Probably the first one always comes into mind, which to me is always important because people don't think about it until it's done, is orienting the patio to the most sun exposure. You know, some people will put their extra patio at one end and have narrow concrete around one side. All of a sudden, you got shade at 3:30 because of a tree or a tall house. Right. And all of a sudden, they're like adding on to that, you know, adding a lot more expense, have the guy come back and add more patio at the other end. So you really got to look at the orientation of the pool and the patio and how tall the house is or a big tree down the road and say, gosh, I want to add more lawn furniture patio space over here. It's a simple thing, you think about it, but people really get to the end and go, gosh, I wish I would have added more on that end.
So one of the biggest mistakes is you just look at the space, you're not even thinking, you think we should put a little patio here, a little patio there, and next thing you know, when they're using the pool in the afternoon from 2 to 5, they're in the shade and freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense. never would have even thought about that. So that is definitely a great, great factor to consider. Also, a lot of people purchase homes, and I know you do these landscaping plans and stuff for them, but a lot of people, after just purchasing that new home, I get this a lot, they're thinking about, we're going to put a pool in 2 years from now or 4 years from now. Do you guys ever incorporate that in your design? How do you deal with that when you have somebody saying, yeah, potentially in 3 years, we're going to put it here? Do they need to make changes or plan for that, or how do you work with that?
Well, I get that a lot, actually. And the main thing, number one, is probably just keeping the cost down now and putting lawn in that area.
Gotcha.
If it's a slope lawn, then either do the wall now to level it out or do the wall as a part of the plan and the pricing of when the pool goes in. But irrigation is usually factored in too, so the layout of the piping underground can be easily manipulated later. to go around the patio. Sometimes the patio takes up so much area, if you were not to put a sprinkler there, you're going to have a dry patch of lawn. So typically, we'll just sprinkler and have good coverage for the lawn, but make it easy to route around the patio eventually.
That's an important thing, too, because you don't want, if you have irrigation pipes or sprinkler pipes that break, you don't want to have to jackhammer the patio.
That's right. Go around. Go around or use a big sleeve, a pipe sleeve to slide everything through.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So designing your system for your future growth. Very good things to think about as we're talking about the pools. Let's give, before the break here, Scott, give us just a little teaser. I know there's some loan information coming. We're coming up against a break, but what are we going to hear about when we come back?
Well, let me throw something out there to you guys. This is probably from the 80s, and it's going to date me, but what song or what band said slow and low, that is the tempo?
We'll find out when we come back.
We'll be right back on News Talk 870 on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking today about extending your outdoor living spaces to make the home feel larger, to give you more space, and give you some more usable square footage on a much cheaper basis than real square footage. So adding that space, utilizing the outdoor space, and we're just really coming into that time of year where buyers are looking for these type of items. They're paying attention to that. Swimming pools are looking better. They're opened up. And this is the time of year where that pool and stuff can actually, when looking right and open on a hot day, that can actually make the difference in a sale when someone's looking for that. No one's really thinking about those pools too much in January and February other than the space they're taking up. But right now, maximum return on that is going to be in the next couple months when those are just... No, I mean, nothing looks better than a clean swimming pool.
Oh, and people are opening them now. I'm talking to friends that are saying, I've got the pool open, and I just need some sunshine to get this baby warmed back up.
So, Scott, you teased us a little bit with a question there. Why don't you give us the answer there, and I'm sure you're going to tie this into loan and mortgage rates somehow.
Always. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do at Cobalt Mortgage. So slow and low, that is the tempo. Just like these lyrics from the Beastie Boys song. Yeah, it was the Beastie Boys.
Okay.
Slow and low have been the tune for the bond market recently. So as we've seen our economy slow, and that's what that's doing is it's causing home loan rates to move lower. So what's been happening and where the economy and rates are headed is something that we talk about in our newsletters, in our weekly newsletters and our monthly newsletters. And as always, you can go and check those out at scottridgeway.com. We post those weekly and monthly, and they've got a lot of the technicals, which is, I know, kind of the – it's not as much fun as opening a pool, but it does make a big difference in whether you're going to be able to pay for that pool or not. So that's kind of where we specialize. So the search for answers begins with last week's regularly scheduled meeting with the Federal Open Market Committee, and then it was followed by historic first-ever – Fed Chairman's press conference. So here's kind of a summary of the main points that the Fed Chairman, Ben Bernanke, shared. He said that the downtick expected in gross domestic product is transitory and that the economy's temporary sluggishness is somewhat a result of high oil prices. And he also believes that that's temporary in nature. And so this little spike that we're seeing in gas prices, he's saying could be a temporary situation. Hopefully, and my fingers are sure crossed, that we start seeing some of that stuff come down and relax a little bit, because that makes a big difference in what people have discretionary income for.
That makes a big difference, yeah, when you're looking at what they can afford monthly.
Absolutely. So inflation has picked up in recent months, but long-term inflation still remains subdued, so that's good. And he was also crystal clear in saying that the Fed will complete the $600 billion of quantitative easing, which is that QE2, purchases through June. So what that means is the federal government is going to continue buying bonds, and that should also help to hold interest rates down. So that backs up a little bit of this stuff. So the bottom line and the question that we always get is, well, what does this really mean for home loan rates in the short and the long term? The bottom line is this. In the short term, bond prices are close to a position to break out higher, which would lower home loan rates further still. So even if rates are below 5 right now, they're saying that if these bonds rally again, then we can actually see interest rates come down, which is fantastic for our market. It's just perfect timing.
Especially for the spring and summer market where we're going to have a huge amount of activity.
Absolutely. So in order for this to happen, the bond has to break above a tough level of technical resistance. And there's almost like a triple layer that it's trying to break through right now. So longer term, how the economy performs after this QE2 will determine which way bonds and rates are headed at that point, but it's most likely after this stuff ends that they will start to trend higher. So there's kind of the crystal ball from a technical standpoint of, is it a good time to buy right now? Well, yes. Bond rates have helped interest rates be below a 200-year average, so take advantage of those. Home prices have stayed relatively level in the Tri-Cities, and they're actually starting to trend up. And so if you're in the market, if you're renting right now and you're in the market for your first home, or if you're in a situation that you want to sell your existing home and move up into a home that's got more space for what you need or what you're growing your family into, or a lot of the calls we've been getting lately are for people that want to move down and sell their 5-bedroom home because their kids are off to college and they don't want room for them to come back. And they want to sell that house and maybe get into a condo or downsize. So right now is a fantastic time to take advantage of the market conditions.
Because you can downsize, capitalize on those low rates because somebody can afford, can afford now more afford at 4.5% your larger expensive home.
Absolutely.
Plus you can capitalize on the low rates as you go into a downsized retirement home or just a smaller home.
Absolutely. And they could even check with their CPA to see if there's any kind of capital gains or any kind of taxes they're going to pay if they've been in that house living in it as their primary residence two of the last 5 years.
So that's
so
great.
So get with
advice.
Your CPAs out there and see what investment options are best for you now. Or as always, give me a call at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004.
Perfect. So before we get back to Brent, I would like to get a couple properties in.
If you've got the pick three, this is the eyebrow lifter that John and I are always amazed at.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so pick number one, we have... It's a $1 million compound in Pakistan. No. Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't. Sorry. No, I did
Fixer-upper.
I did want to point out that.
I think some that was bacon.
I did want to point out that he overbuilt for the neighborhood. I do.
Right.
I just want people to know from real estate aspect.
Yeah.
Another mistake made.
Well, there may be some machinery cleanup in the front yard on that one, too.
Sorry. Exactly. Wrong news story, but I had to get that in. Actually, pick number one, we picked up a brand new custom building lot. This is in Country Estates above Country Ridge. The development, it's a resale lot in that development. It's currently the only lot for sale in that development right now.
That's a great development.
And this is $115,000 for just over a 1-acre lot up there. Super private area. Just covenants, protected views, privacy, a great lot and a great opportunity to build a custom home in there.
Now, does that have city sewers and city? Because I know that the other neighborhood is on septic and I think well.
Actually, at the above Country Estates, yeah, it's got city water, city sewer, and pressurized irrigation water and natural gas. It's the whole nine yards.
That's great.
So it's a great, great building lot. Now, pick number two, actually later this afternoon, I'd like to invite everybody to come by. This house is actually open today from 1 to 4. It's 6518 West Octave. It's priced at $290,000. This is a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath home, Rambler, single level, and you've got to see the garage here. It's 3-car garage, but the third bay was basically set up completely like a workshop. You've got just dialed in there, extra electricity. I mean, this is, and it's separate from the other two bays, so you can close the door and hide in there. But really nice home.
Man cave.
Super well manscaped. super well done. And this is just a fabulous home. Open today, 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. Come by, check it out, and stop in and say hi. So we'd love to see you there for sure. Pick number three, 1701 South Arthur on the other side of the river in Kennewick. This is over there in the Union West neighborhood. This house is 3,700 square feet. It was custom built in 85. It's had quite a bit of updating. Fabulous home right next to a park, right next to the master gardener's garden. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous neighborhood, and it's priced at $345,000. So that was 1701 South Arthur. Just an amazing family home. You can kick the kids out to the park. I mean, it's like an extension. We've been talking about extending your outdoor living spaces.
There's one you don't even have to maintain.
I mean, you can just have the master gardeners maintaining, you know, just this beautiful space right beside you.
Wow.
So if any of those are appealing to you, give us a call. My cell, 727-8977. We'd love to see you out there and show you any of those. But back to a little bit more about our outdoor spaces. Brent, talk to us just a little bit more about outdoor spaces, what you're doing right now to maintain the yards, what we need to be thinking about right now before we head into summer, how to get everything ready.
Well, you know, the irrigation water and city water is pretty much turned on. I see a lot of, I was gone for about a week or so, and everything looks a lot greener now. Mm-hmm. Plants are leafing out, and the greens are a lot, the grass is a lot greener. So, probably still back to the same old thing I keep preaching on is pre-emergence for your weed control, because they'll grow overnight. You know, you're sleeping, they're growing. So, cause that'll get away from you in a hurry, and then it's a real pain in the butt to get the weeds under control. So fertilizing your plants and your lawn and the weed control is important as well. And of course you got Mother's Day tomorrow, matter of fact. So, people, the husbands out there that may have forgot, it's Mother's Day tomorrow.
And my mother-in-law, she loves to get flowers. I know you've got baskets there. I mean, coming down to your nursery might not be a bad idea if people haven't done anything yet.
Yep. Yeah, we're open 10 to 4 today, and I believe we're open tomorrow as well, for you guys that may have forgot and didn't have time to work today. But yeah, our nursery down there in our office, it's at 1212 Columbia Park Trail. You can reach us at 735-9100, or the nursery number is 735-9119. No, that's the facts.
Folks,
7-3.
We might have a major mistake here. I think Jeannie's gonna kill you when she hears the show.
735-9101 is the nursery number.
Okay.
9101.
Perfect. You know, we are gonna gonna cut him some slack, because we know how it is when you get back from being gone. So we'll cut him a little bit of slack. but not much. Well, Brent, thanks for letting us know about that. The pre-emergence is huge. I've seen your guys out spraying. I know they sprayed my place, and I haven't seen a weed yet, which makes me very happy. I'd much rather never see it than be out there pulling. And it really is something that you have to stay on top of. I mean, if you don't jump on it, it can get out of control in a real hurry.
It can. You know, most accounts we have, and the rule of thumb they say is 2 applications per year, but I really do try to push for 3 applications, because it really, truly doesn't necessarily last 6 months, especially if you get a lot of extra rain, you know, along with your irrigation system, because that chemical does just get washed down through the soil and it's not there anymore. Ain't going to do a darn bit of good without it being there. So food for thought on that too, for a lot of people.
Well,
that do
and
just
I've
too.
Even a lot of these new neighborhoods where there's still a lot of building and stuff going on. Sometimes I've even noticed, even when people put down landscape fabric, you know, there's a lot of construction going on in the wind. A lot of times we see dust blow on top of that. And even, you know, and then they get new weeds growing again. So even in a situation like that, I think it would be helpful for people to do that.
Yeah, because when the you know, over time, when the dust storms settle the silt over the weed fabric, you can get stuff growing on top, and it actually roots into the fabric and actually has got a good strong hold. So over time, it's not you know, going to prevent all the weeds, no. But what really, really helps is, on, if you got a slope, it's going to help control that erosion. From when it rain, a good downpour, something like that, sprinkler pipe breaks, the water is going to run down over the fabric. Most of it will, and prevent major damage.
Oh, that's great.
So fabric is a good thing to have on a slope that's not lawn. It's like landscape rock or fabric. So that's one of the big places where it pays off.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks again for coming in and helping us out.
You bet.
Scott, as we leave here, what is the best way for all those home loans, pre-approvals, the people can get with you, ask the right questions before looking at a new house?
Yeah, thanks, Lance. It's Cobalt Mortgage, Scott Ridgway. Give me a call, 737-6004, or you can visit me at my website at scottridgway.com, and we're looking forward to getting more people into homes.
Sounds great. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Absolutely. Happy Mother's Day out there.
Everybody enjoy their Sunday tomorrow, and don't forget to call Mom.
Absolutely.
We will see you right back here next week on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
On News Talk 870.